All right, thank you for joining. It's another day of fake news coverage, fakeworld.news, only on Infinite Plane Radio. We're going to be examining all of the news that's topical and everything that led up to it and where it's going. Past, present, future, we retro auto hoax, we future auto hoax, and we auto hoax the fake news of the day. Should be a very interesting month. Things are heating up in every way. Everything we've covered, from QAnon to the encroachment of this censorship agenda disguised as a public health issue, has just gone along lockstep with what we said it would. It's all a script. Space junk Armageddon. You heard it here first that the Chinese or the Russians were probably going to be the first ones to shoot at the space station. And it's kind of a half-assed, slow-motion space war. It's mostly ideological. But I don't think it's a coincidence that a Russian module tilts the space station 45 degrees. I mean, it could have flipped it. So you'll hear it here first because we're examining and parsing the news in a nonpartisan, non-hateful way. In fact, all we're doing here is media analysis. So let's start with this. This has been bothering me for a few days. Matt Gaetz is 5'7", according to all of the best information that I can find. And I've been digging. So everything from Wikipedia to celebrity sites, political sites, every kind of bio website shows him at 5'7". So I'm looking at a picture of him standing next to Jim Jordan. Now, Jim Jordan is 6'1". So again, 5'7", Matt Gaetz, formerly porcine. He's shaped up a little bit. But again, standing next to a guy that's 6'1", Jim Jordan, strangely, Matt Gaetz towers over him, head and shoulders. And this is not the only picture. I have found several pictures like this. So I'm like, well, is he 5'7" or 7'5"? Did somebody get it wrong on Wikipedia? Not unheard of. And I'm trying to figure out exactly, well, where do they add the extra length here? There isn't much room. I mean, his hands don't go as far down his legs as they should for a, you know, generally speaking, I would imagine for a male. So I thought, well, maybe they stretched out his legs. Like there's some Photoshop chicanery here. And then I'm looking at the guy next to him and I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe this is the key here. Jim Jordan is 6'1" and he looks a little compressed. And his belt is actually lower than Matt Gaetz's belt. Matt Gaetz is 5'7". So I did an experiment. I uncompressed him, and their eyes lined up, and Gaetz was shorter. But anyway, this is just more weirdness around Matt Pizza Gaetz. Nothing surprising there. But someone last night contested it. Might have been him. He's like, no, he's 6'2". I'm like, where are you getting that from? Now, here's a bit of predictive programming heads up. You heard about this here, too. One of the reasons why we pay attention to the numbers and the coded messages is that it does reveal a script. And one of the consistent things we've seen is the correlation with blackouts and the number 42. And even, you know, this black and white in every way, every polarity, you have these various political polarities, but they're always encoding these things. And anything that pertains to blackouts or explosions or people falling from grace tends to have a 42 attached to it for a number of reasons I won't get into now. But just as an example, on 7/13/1977 and 7/13/2019, 42 years apart to the day, you had blackouts in Manhattan. And the more recent one put 42,000 people in the dark from 42nd Street on. So all these 42s, and it's remarked upon by the mainstream. I'm not putting this together. They are. And this is just one example. So here we are in the 42nd year since Skylab fell, and we're already having instances of space junk, which has never happened before, where the world's paralyzed looking at this piece of Chinese space junk that happens to land a few minutes before Elon Musk takes the stage at Saturday Night Live. And then we have the piece of space junk that actually pierces the arm of the space station on a mission called Celestial Immunity Project. And it pierces the arm. So again, the space station was vaxxed. So anyway, what I'm getting at is that we're in the 42nd year since the Skylab fell, and one of the hints I've been kind of examining here is that what's coming next involves a blackout of some kind, and it involves possibly outer space, space wars, the internet collapsing. I mean, we're talking about the Tower of Babylon falling. And so here we are looking at, I'm going to play this short clip, a preview of a new show coming up on Fox called The Blackout 911. I mean, just blatant predictive programming. So it's Monday this fall, 9/11, the blackout returns. Just probably a continuation, but I mean, how many times have you seen something happen on the news that people are already prepared for? Well, every time. Netflix is like Project Looking Glass. It turns your TV into a time machine. You can look into the past, you can read the future. They do this thing where they prepare you by softening your mind with entertainment, they fill you with the lexicon, they drill you. You know, in your subconscious, you're living through it vicariously with these characters. So you're drilling mentally, habituating yourself to this new set of circumstances in advance. And this is a very important component of the PSYOP entertainment complex. So, for example, 2019, pandemics were very popular on Netflix TV shows. Lockdowns. There are so many TV shows about lockdowns, pandemics, and everything related leading up to it, including one at Netflix called Pandemic. And Netflix was one of the first places to actually shut down. And not only that, but now they're one of the first places to mandate vaccines for all the returning employees. And again, it's worth mentioning that the CEO and founder of Netflix is a blood relative of Freud and Edward Bernays. Just worth mentioning. So here we have foreshadowing involving 911, which is just code for their order out of chaos operations. You know, the year that 911 was first started as a emergency number in the United States was 1968, 33 years before the towers fell. And that was also the year their construction began. Now, what I want to find out is what was the year that the Rolling Stones song Paint It Black? What was the year it was first released? Because that was the intro, 1966. Because one of the things I've realized, or we've noticed here and observed, is that we're finding many instances of cultural elements and narratives and situations from the late 60s being superimposed onto the now. You know, the term coronavirus was actually coined in 1968. I mean, there was a big flu in 1968. I mean, it was just like 2020 was 68 all over again, you know, part two. And right now we're seeing, I believe, 1969 in many ways, definitely reflected in the space race. Still waiting to see what the next Charles Manson parallel is going to be. But the blackout thing, something to look forward to. Just a heads up. Just a question of what's going to bring it. I mean, I had imagined that China would shoot down the DirecTV satellite. And they would perhaps take out every single one of Musk's 42,000 CubeSats. I mean, I have a few different ideas on where this could go. I mean, most of you here know the significance of the number 42 with regards to Elon Musk and his space program and how it's connected to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Well, if you watch that movie, it opens up with the world being destroyed. I mean, spoiler alert, but you know, everything about conspiracy theories these days is just spoiler alert after spoiler alert. But the intro to that movie is an army, a swarm of cube-shaped UFOs that blow up the Earth. And here Musk is putting 42,000 CubeSats around the Earth. I mean, if he's an evil villain, some kind of arch villain, this is kind of what you would expect him to be doing, suspending who knows what above our heads. All right, let's go ahead and go through the rest of these. I'm seeing a lot of people are finally figuring out that the January 6th event was provoked, but that doesn't go deep enough. That's still false flag theory. It doesn't go enough to say, oh, you had some Antifas that triggered it. It doesn't matter. If it's provoked, it's still a real event. And it means that there still were real participants, like willing participants who weren't paid agitators. So you still have people going along with bad things. So it doesn't exonerate anybody. Like, no duh, there's going to be provocation. This is true at every single major event on all sides. Even last year with the Antifa crowd, you know, nothing's above suspicion. But the narrative here is suspect to me. It says, if you don't suspect provocation, start paying attention. No, it's far beyond provocation. And this is from thefederalist.com. That doesn't go far enough. The truth is, the whole thing was fake. That's the leap that the conspiracy theorists at the mainstream won't make. This is why it's so important to deconstruct from the perspective of it's fake until proven real. Because there is a 21-minute breakdown, and I talk about this almost every day now, because it's important, and this has to get out. In fact, I'll put this in the chat, and I'll put this over at fakeworld.news, right in the comment section there. 21 minutes, everything wrong with the Capitol shooting. It's a frame-by-frame breakdown, utterly debunks it, performance art, Ashley Babbitt didn't die. And even though you have a lot of real people there, the thing inside was a closed set. And it's possible that the killing of Ashley Babbitt was filmed in advance. We don't even have any positive evidence here. We don't have anything to tell us that that was legitimate. And everything says the opposite. Case in point, you have a popular live streamer and influencer who claims that he caught Ashley Babbitt after she was shot. And he gently put her on the ground and then she died. And he comes out, no tears, but fake theatrical blood on his hand. And he says, hey, look, your right-wing hatred has taken a life. You know, it's meant to be dramatic, and it's a joke, because when you look at the actual breakdown, he did not catch her from falling. In fact, he wiped his hand on her just casually on his way out the door, had no other interaction with her. So you have a complete liar in the middle of this thing. So anyway, there's no doubt about it. It's a hoax. So it's not about it being provoked. And again, provocation is a great guardrail, because it keeps people thinking that the deaths were real. And all that is very important for PSYOP management. Because the existence of this thing as a real event, provoked or otherwise, is crucial to the maintenance of this narrative that the QAnoners are radicalized. Because they're probably going to do something soon. Canada's, what I mean by do something is they're going to provoke something and blame QAnoners. Some bolt cutter is going to go off. Canada's fascist government proposes digital safety commission to shut down websites deemed harmful. They just need to quarantine the internet. Like, have a safe internet for the mask wearers. You know, like, have a safe internet. And that's kind of what it's becoming. But see, this is the thing. They don't want to coexist, and they never wanted to. The mass media was never cool with the alternative outlets forming their own platforms and competing. That's the last thing they want. So they kick you off of their platforms if you don't acquiesce to their rules, usually pulling at your financial strings. Then you go to this other platform, and then they have some fake shooting in Christchurch, and they blame that platform. Platform's gone. So if you allow yourselves to be segregated, ghettoized, marginalized, quarantined, they're gonna use it against you at some point. Like, this is why I refuse to back down. This is why we're on multiple YouTube channels all the time. Commenter Erica Creech says, Netflix is the new Oracles of Delphi. Yeah, absolutely. Erica Creech says, mostly ideological. They spilled the coffee thrusting the Russian thrusters. Yeah, when I call the space war mostly ideological, it's because it's really about communist versus free market. I don't want to say capitalist is not perfect as a system, we know this, but the idea of free market versus command and control economy, communism, it's not even that. I mean, what are we going to call this post-reset thing? I mean, it does involve the absence of choice and options. A lot of paranoia is being spread, though, about what's to come in the coming days. I mean, look, on 8/11, we have the FEMA alert It's going to be lighting up your phones. And then the pillow guy is going to be out there showing how he can overturn the election. And a lot of people are looking at this as a turning point. If like, and I'm seeing a lot of really extreme rhetoric from the likes of General Flynn and the QAnoners, using words, you know, suggestive of raising an army, more or less. In fact, last night, General Flynn had been speaking at this Flashpoint religious revival, and he spoke about sacrifices and about the five-pointed star, the Christmas star, which again doesn't make sense because the Christmas star, the Star of Bethlehem, was the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction. So it wasn't even a star. But you have General Flynn waxing poetic about how the five-pointed star, the pentagram, is the symbol of Jesus because it's the five wounds. Hand, hand, foot, foot, spear to the ribcage. So anyway, he's invoking the conjunction. And I think this is all reset talk. I heard phrases like the next phase, the reset stage, time to deploy, you're being activated. And the whole conversation was about putting America in a biblical context. America is a shining city on a hill. And that God is fighting his proxy war against Satan through America and good patriots. Oh, yeah, one of the things I've been talking about, though, is this plan to reinstate Trump and this General Flynn and their strange rhetoric where they're just kind of like spiritualizing America's role. And that one of the things they emphasize is the idea that America is a Christian nation, which I don't know what your take is on that particular narrative or interpretation of things. Like, you know, is this a quote Christian nation or not? But they're using that notion to suggest that America has a special destiny and that its destiny is some kind of a holy war. And so this is what I'm hearing from General Flynn. So then I'm finding articles like this from The Sun. Power struggle, plot to reinstate Trump in days involves removing imposters Biden and Kamala, declaring policies null and void. So, I mean, it's easy to ignore kind of the fringe of the QAnoners. It's easy to ignore what seems to just be sore loserism and a refusal to face reality. But these revivals are being led by high-level agitators. I mean, how else can you describe somebody who jokes about shooting up Washington, D.C. while being handed a rifle at church? It looks really odd and off, considering he'd also been accused of incitement in a couple other instances, I would say credibly. And I'm suggesting that these are wolves in sheep's clothing, probably trying to entrap a lot of people. So that, again, this is from The Sun. A seven-point plan was handed out at CPAC by a group called Patriots Soar, and part of the plan is removing imposters. Reveal the Achilles heel. I've seen this, and this seven-point plan, number two, witness a trusted conservative elected as Speaker of the House. Three, correct the official record, reveal that Trump won. I've seen this before, and this could be another example of something spread by an agitator. Like, I don't know if this is something anybody legitimately thinks is a good idea. Four, draft the articles of impeachment. Five, citizen Trump is placed into line of presidential succession behind the VP by electing him Speaker of the House. So according to this, Trump becomes Speaker of the House. Then he votes to remove all of his enemies, and then he gets reelected. Trump's Trump card. What does that look like to you? Bad hopium? Something to get the feds to go to your house? Because it almost looks like there is this attempt to create the illusion or the appearance of an actual insurrectionary force that's being ginned up, and that this force is now being directed to go from digital soldiers to real soldiers. And it looks like the agitators are leading it that way when they start talking about sacrifice, blood sacrifice, the wounds of Christ, and the spiritualized role of America, revelations, so to speak. In fact, one of the individuals at Flashpoint, which, by the way, their logo is a crosshairs, on a Bible, like looking through a rifle scope, you know, one of them was suggesting that we're going to have to see basically a whole lot of bad things for the world to wake up. Like, they're pushing the same QAnon narrative. And there's four of them speaking last night, and I was listening to these individuals just to see where they're going with this. You know, is this in fact a call to arms for the QAnoners, or is it a big setup? And one of the things that they kept on reiterating was local action for national impact. And again, it's called Flashpoint. Everything about it seems to me to be agitation. Getting people to sign on to a radical agenda. Like, in other words, I think that these are all wolves in sheep's clothing, backstabbers. I think it's a big honeypot operation. So here you have these, like, for example, do you remember last year there was this plot to kidnap that beast in Michigan? Well, those were a bunch of feds. They were not even legitimate right-wing MAGAs hoping to save the country by kidnapping somebody. Okay, Trump mulls 2024 run. I've seen this, but the thing is, the word on the street from, and I get my sources very, very close to this QAnon, is that it's going to be, quote, much sooner. And it's worth noting that yesterday, Iran was blamed for having conducted an attack against a Mercer Street commercial ship. And this attack was predicted by George News, who also predicted that we should expect UFOs and something from China, maybe Chinese UFOs. But there is actually quite a lot. The storm is here, according to these QAnon outlets. And it revolves around Space Force. Space Force is going to have more to do for mankind than NASA. Space Force equals disclosure. A storm is coming. And this, again, this is coming from the QAnon. This is basically the voice of Q. George News is JFK Jr.'s newspaper. And this is absolutely taken to be a fact by the believers. So here you have this spiritualizing of politics, and now you have a Christ character, you know, a reborn, basically. He's JFK returned, JFK Jr. So he's the son of this mythologized character who faked his death to fight the deep state. It's a great story. Had some great authors and writers, and it might be real. Like, this is not out of reach. When we look at the level of fakery in general, let me show you, for example, what kind of hopium's going around. This is a clip going around of, and this has been shared by the Dan Scavino, I believe he's like, was Trump's head of social media. He's constantly sharing this thing on TikTok and Instagram. And it's a video purported to be JFK Jr. on a commercial for a Trump rally. And so people are sharing this image. It's getting retweeted thousands of times a day. I mean, people are thumbing it up. And they're saying, has Dan ever reposted any video as much as he has this one? And the answer is no. I believe this is John F. Kennedy more than I believe that Joe Biden is Joe Biden. Now, he's got a point. Commenter here says, it's all in the ears. They never change. They say maybe with some prosthetics. But basically, a lot of people believe that JFK Jr. is about to come back. And this is the tip of the QAnon spear. In fact, here's an image of a military formation. And this is at the headquarters of the 1st Theater Sustainment Command, U.S. Army Central, where the soldiers have formed a Q. Well, it's not really a Q. It's an arrow inside of a circle, but it's been taken to be a Q. And somebody circled some civilian in front who they believe is leading the military, and they believe it's JFK Jr. That's the level of, what do you call this? Is it an alternate reality game? Is it a delusion? Is it a cult? Or is it the truth? Do they feel like Jesus has returned in the form of JFK Jr. and he's a fighting Jesus? So this is your suspected JFK Jr. in front of a formation of soldiers in the shape of a Q. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this topic, however, it is the topic of the day because it's about to reach, I believe, a turning point, a flashpoint. That's what all of this language keeps suggesting. And now here you have a new development. Biden has directed the military to target or look for people who have certain symbols. And look at the list of symbols. This is great. It says, while originally not meant as a hate symbol, Pepe the Frog or the sad frog meme is anti-Semitic, racist, anti-LGBT. Individuals will also alter Pepe the Frog to show him in various costumes or as recognizable hate figures such as Hitler. Yeah, I heard that the Dogecoin, according to the European Commission, the Dogecoin dog is also Hitler. Goes on to say, and this is the war on memes, which we'll be talking about later, the war on memes. More worrying for some soldiers, however, is the list includes imagery popular among members of the military long before the racial unrest of the summer of 2020, such as the three percenter symbol, the Roman numeral 3, 13 stars. So it says, if you have any tattoos or bumper stickers or involvement with these, you're considered to be an extremist now. Says here, these slides were marked three percenters, North American militia movement, far-right libertarians. And of course, it has pictures of people from the Capitol. And by the way, the Capitol Hill rioter with the Confederate flag is definitely the guy who was crying, the cop that was crying. The Capitol Hill cop who was sobbing. You know, the guy with the mangy beard? Yeah, same guy. Just had fake teeth. He had hillbilly teeth in for the riot. Okay, so let me go on. There's some other symbols here you have to watch out for. Okay, other imagery includes anything associated with Qs. And I said they're going to take the Qs off your keyboards. They're going to send the Chinese troops with blue helmets. They're going to kick down your doors. They're going to take the Qs off your keyboards and the question marks. You will not have Qs or question marks. Okay, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. Now, aren't all people in the military Oath Keepers? The National Social Club, the Keck flag, okay, the Boogaloos. I thought the Boogaloos were left wing. National Socialists, the number 14, the number 88. That's ominous because August 11th. The swastika, the sun wheel, the Celtic cross, the AOK symbol. Now, the AOK symbol, for a brief time, it went from AOK and then the Satanists started using it. And now it's become a white power thing. The Archangel Mark, I mean, Michael. Okay, now that's one too. There's a few, like, you know, the one where the angel's crushing the devil on the ground? That's a white power symbol now. The Othala rune. Now, that's the one that looks like a kind of like a square turned 45 degrees, and then the two bottom lines extend a little bit. That's the one that they say was the shape of the floor at the CPAC. Possession of these symbols is protected under the First Amendment and is not alone sufficient grounds for arrest or prosecution. So if you happen to have a Pepe the Frog, yeah, it's protected by your First Amendment. And you can't get prosecuted yet. Canada's fascist government proposes digital safety commission. I mean, you can see where they're going with this. It's the meme quarantine. And again, I'll be talking about the meme quarantine, the war on memes, and where this is going later because the infodemic is real. The pandemic is not. The pandemic was a cover for fighting the infodemic. And the infodemic is actually, it's not conspiracy theories, it's not right wing. The infodemic is, in fact, the internet. That's the thing that they're trying to take control of. And that's what this whole operation is about. And we're living through it. We're witnesses to it, front lines. We experience a lot of the shadow banning, the digital book burning, and the, I wouldn't call it censorship, but hideous double standards that allow fascists among us to censor us. So, you know, they know how to outsource their evil. And that's pretty much what we're dealing with here. A bunch of proxies for Big Brother doing Big Brother's will for him. Okay, everything else I'll be getting into is posted at fakeworld.news. Let's just get a quick word here from your dear leader.
The unvaccinated, 99%. This is an American tragedy. People are dying and will die who don't have to die. If you're out there unvaccinated, you don't have to die. If you're out there unvaccinated, you don't have to die.
This is just pure cognitive dissonance inducement because they're not wearing the masks. If they really believed what they are claiming to believe, they would be wearing full-on protective posture, head to toe, all day, every day. And that's what I said from the very beginning. I said, you know, what's going to actually prevent this thing from sticking is the hypocrisy that will just be so in our faces. But then it doesn't go away. The hypocrisy remains. And now I'm left thinking, well, this is how they maintain a constant state of cognitive dissonance where half of the people are just stunned, like WTF. What the heck is this? All right, I'll be back in a bit. I'm going to go ahead and transfer over to the live premiere, which is going to be beginning in about 6 minutes. This is Auto Hoaxer Revolution by Symbia. Have a great day.
Thirst donated $5.